The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at UTEP, also known as OLLI, is all about providing learning opportunities for senior adults 50 years of age and older here on UTEP's scenic campus. OLLI registration runs from August 14th through the 25th, and today we'll be checking in with a few OLLI instructors to learn about some of the arts and culture classes they'll be offering. My guests today are Ian Wilson, director of the OLLI program and teacher of the upcoming Music of Brazil class, painter Rosario Ponte, and master of metal embossing art, Romy Hawkins. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having us.
So Ian, you're the director of OLLI, so we'll start with you. Let's get the business out of the way. How do people enroll and get involved in taking courses through OLLI?
Well, since you mentioned that the registration is coming up on August 14th, folks need to just call our office or come down to the office on the 14th and register for classes. This is a membership program, so there's a membership fee and then there's a registration fee for the classes that you actually take. And there's tons of classes, not only the art classes, but there's classes in history, there's classes in language, there's classes in music, philosophy, fun, culture, a whole range of things to try and please everybody in our senior community.
Well, and today we're really focusing on the arts because we are state of the arts, and we have two of your most popular teachers here with us today. Rosario, how long have you been painting?
Oh, I've been painting for about 30 years.
Yeah. And has it always been oils?
I have tried pastels and watercolors and all kind of stuff, charcoal drawings, but my main thing is oil painting.
And really, that's the class you teach. I think before we started recording, you were saying that you take students of all levels.
Yes, all levels, because I teach very individual, and the technique is about the same, and it takes years to get it.
Right, you're never going to be the best oil painter ever, right? You just got to keep doing it?
You got to keep on trying, you know, to do the best.
Yes. And what is it to you that you find oil painting so attractive? Why does it call your name?
Since I was 15 years old, I was in love with the Impressionists, Monet, Manet, and Renoir. And I said, someday I'm going to be like them. And I guess since then, I keep on following and I keep taking courses everywhere to, you know, motivate myself to add a little bit of something in the technique. And that's what I teach. Everything I know, I teach my students. And every shortcut, I teach my students also.
Yes, because oils requires a lot of patience, right? There's mm-hmm. the drying time. There's, you know, how one brush stroke can influence a whole painting.
Yeah.
How do you teach that?
Well, is that, you know, every class is different. And in some classes, I teach about the movement of the strokes that they cannot believe that you can do so many things. I explain the reason why each brush has a shape, a different shape, why, you know,
yes.
how to use it. And not only that, but the colors, mixing the colors and mixing the temperatures, cool and warm, is something else that not everybody knows. And I know it's hard, but that's the clue of the painting,
right.
for the painting to vibrate and to be alive, you know, the mixture of the cool and warm and cool and warm. And I teach drawing also, because before they start painting, they need to have a notion, you know, you need to know something about drawing. But I try to help most of the beginners. I try to help them more
yes.
than the advanced students. And, you know, like I said, I teach to all of them in a class. When I do a lecture or a demo,
uh-huh.
it's going to be for the whole class. And then individually, I go to visit them. And I help them orally or by watching me to do it. And I always ask for permission, of course. Most of them love it. That's the way I learn, by making mistakes and having the instructor come and fix it for me. That was my best lessons.
That's something to learn. So, you know, you have people that are there to learn from you. What are you learning from them as you teach?
I learn a lot of passion and most of them said when they come, I don't know how to do a straight line. Don't worry. Don't worry. I was like that too. But it's that there is this old thinking about, oh, if you don't have the talent, you cannot do it. Yes, of course you can. You have to have the will. You know, that's all you need. Whenever you want to do it, you'll do it. Maybe the one with talent will go faster in the process of learning, but the other one will learn too, depending on how much she practices or he practices. And I learn from them love, and I learn from them also to appreciate what I know.
Sure.
Because they are the one who are always telling me, you know, and expressing, you know, the way I teach and what I teach, they have never learned them before. So I learn from them a lot of stuff that, you know, before I didn't do too many demos because I thought the demos, you know, you do a demo from the beginning to the end, and then when they are in front of the canvas, they don't know what to do. It's too much, you know. But I found out that helping them in each painting and doing demos, but short, not from the beginning to the end, it helps them more. And by me reviewing everything I know, I'm learning also.
That's so cool.
It's cool. I love teaching. I love teaching.
Now, Romy, you have one of the most popular classes too. You're teaching metal embossing or repujado?
Yes.
And I remember the Ali class had an art show, and the amount of repujado that was there was just incredible. Will you explain to us what your art is, and then we can kind of start talking about it from there?
Okay. Metal embossing, also known as repujado in Spanish or repoussé in French, is the art of manipulate the soft metal using small hand tools, always working from the back. You are going to create a relief, and then in the front of your design, you are doing all the refination or texture on the metal. It's an ancient art coming from Europe, also in South America. And also in Mexico, Aztecs were using this technique. You can work with silver, gold, pewter, aluminum, copper, or brass.
And you see, you kind of have to think in reverse when you're doing repujado, right?
Yes.
So how do you get your mind to go there?
You know, when I was in college in Mexico, in the Universidad Autónoma de Guadalajara, always I was, it was fascinated with the exhibition and art over there, but my major is psychology.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I found in the art my therapy. I mean, it was my release. Uh-huh. And always I was thinking, one of these days I will learn this technique. Time was passing, and then I was focused more in my degree and working in this area. I got married, and then I was taking some courses in the south in Mexico. Later in Europe, in Germany, yes. I met a girl from Spain, and we were chatting each other the techniques and from Spain and even from Russia. So right now, the students here in Oli, they are learning Mexican techniques, Russian techniques, and Spanish.
How techniques. Fun. Mm-hmm. And then I also know, so you're doing this metal embossing from the inside out, but then there's the whole outside, and then all of a sudden there's a layer of paint or antiquing that you can do, and it catches all those creases, and it just kind of changes the view. How does the other side of the metal work for you?
We use special techniques in order to paint or work. We use special patinas for metal. We use also special paints for metal. And sometimes we found things that are not related to repujado, but they are very useful for repujado.
Happy accidents, no?
Yes, happy accidents.
And I'm sure you bump into a lot of those happy accidents as you're teaching, no?
Yes, you know, always our group in the class is big. Like Rosario was saying, we have different levels of students. We have advanced students. We have beginners students. And everybody is sharing all the kind of accidents that at the end is turning in a beautiful work.
Do you have a favorite accident that is memorable to you?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yeah. Yeah, everybody's learning in my class about this kind of accidents. But at the end, everybody is happy to take this class. We have a lot of demands. 14 years teaching here in the program.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Beautiful class.
It really is amazing, the impact of the program, which I'm guessing is why you all have kept doing it. How long has Ollie been around here?
Ollie's been around for about 28 years now. It used to be called CLL, Continuing Learning Center, and now it's called the Osher Lifelong Learning Program. And, 28 years.
So, I mean, you've got these beautiful art classes. You yourself, you lived in Brazil, and you're teaching about the music of Brazil. What made you decide, well, you know what, I'm running this program, but why not teach a class? Is it a good excuse to hang out and listen to music?
Absolutely. One of the reasons was one particular semester we had a shortage of music classes, and I decided, well, this is an opportunity for me to learn as well as for me to teach something about the experiences I have had in Brazil. So I spent about 3 months collecting all the information and listening to lots of Brazilian music to put together a class that includes all types of genres from Brazil. Samba, bossa nova, axé, classical music, all these things. We also talk about the history of Brazilian music, the African influence, as well as European influence on the type of music that has come out of Brazil. But mostly we listen to lots of music, and we learn lots of rhythms. We talk about the musical instruments. On two of the classes, I'll bring in some Brazilian food, because music and food go very well together in Brazil. So we just have a lot of fun with that class.
Well, there you have it. If you are a senior 50 years of age or older, or if you know someone that should maybe take a metals class, maybe take a painting class, maybe hang out with Ian and listen to music,
or who knows,
you've got all sorts of other courses going on, check out Ollie. You'll have the opportunity to register between August 14th through the 25th. And as you said, Ian, you can either drop by your office. You can find Ollie online as well.
Ollie online, it's ollie@utep.org. All our catalog is there, and the information about registration and the actual registration form is all online. So,
great. Well, today my guests have been Rosario, Romy, and Ian, all of whom will be teaching courses in arts and culture at the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute here at UTEP. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you.